says all Gurus to Srila Prabhupada, Guru and Gauranga.
Thank you very much for joining Prabhuji every day for your questions. Very nice questions.
So now welcoming to Bhakti Sangha, all dear devotees. Before we start our session, I would like to read the Srila Prabhupada's quote. Today's quote, Cleopatra, you have heard the Grecian story, history. She was very beautiful and she conquered many great warriors. Beauty sometimes can conquer even the greatest men, but that does not mean beauty can conquer God. To conquer God is bhakti. If you are advanced in devotional service, then you can conquer God, just like the gopis. Los Angeles, February 2, 1968. Raj Gopi ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So thank you very much, Prabhuji. Today we are so fortunate to have His Grace, Amarendra Das Prabhuji, on the topic of Sri Glories of the Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And we are so eagerly waiting to hear the Lord Nityananda's pastimes, Prabhuji, and glory. So thank you very much, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the glories of Lord Nityananda. And now I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakai Chakshurun Milita Meena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగి శ్రీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వని వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమామి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే శ్రీ నిత్యానంద రామ కీ జయ నిత్యానంద త్రయోదశి మహామహోత్సవ కీ జయ అఖండ గురు తత్వ కీ జయ ఇస్కాన్ గురు వృంద కీ జయ శిల గురుదేవ కీ జయ అనంత కోటి గౌరభక్త వృంద కీ జయ నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి బో. So thank you for this wonderful opportunity to purify my tongue on this most auspicious blessed occasion on the appearance of Sri Nityananda Ram, the appearance of the Supreme Lord in this material world is certainly chamatkar, it's certainly miraculous, certainly astonishing, because the difference between our birth and the Lord's appearance is that we are pushed in this world helplessly without any choice on the power of our past karma. What we do over past lives decides our present. What we do at the present decides our future. Where we are born, how we are going to look, what we will be doing, what our financial status will be, we don't get to pick any of that. Karmana daiva netrena, by the supervision of the demigods, through the semen of the father into the womb of the mother, at the time of our astrological birth, we are pushed in this world helplessly, crying, weeping, smeared with stool, urine, and blood. That's our birthday. And the Supreme Lord, He doesn't have to come in this world. Absolutely doesn't have to come in this world. His energies maintain everything. The sun, the moon, the directions, Mother Earth, demigods, everyone takes care of the material world. The Lord doesn't have to come. There is no karma for Him. There is no pushing of past, present, and future for Him. There's absolutely no force or authority above Him who says, you have to go. There is no duty. Na tasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, na tatsama cha adhikascha drishyate, parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate, swabhavaki jnana balakriya cha. The Upanishads say that na tasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. There is nothing that the Lord has to do. There is no checklist for the Lord. There is no responsibility bucket list. That roles and duties and responsibilities. He has to do this. Nothing like that. His energies will take care of everything. So there's no force above him. There's no force equal to him. There's no duty. There's no responsibility. There's no obligation. He doesn't have to come in this world. He's completely happy. Swachanda vihar, performing his pastimes in the spiritual world. But time and again, the Lord has mercy on all of us. And paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He comes in this world to protect the devotees, to destroy the miscreants and establish dharma. That is why he comes. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shrajamyaham. When adharma is rising and dharma falls, the Lord says to reduce that adharma and to increase dharma, I come in this world. Jayatu jayatu devo devaki nandanoyam, jayatu jayatu krishna vrishni vamsha pradipaha, jayatu jayatu megha shyamala komalango, jayatu jayatu prithvi bhara nasho mukundaha. I bow down to that Mukunda Shri Hari, Shri Krishna, who comes time and again in different incarnations to reduce the burden of Mother Earth. Even when Krishna came in Krishna avatar and Kubja came in Krishna's presence as a hunchback woman, Krishna placed his lotus feet on top of her leg, on the top of her feet, and holding her chin, he uplifted. And like a chiropractor, an orthopedic surgeon, the Supreme Lord straightened the back of Kubja, who was hunched back. And at this point, it is explained that Kubja is actually an incarnation of Mother Earth. And she was hunched back because of the weight of adharma or irreligion on her back. So the Lord, by touching her chin, is saying, don't worry, why fear when I'm here? And he places his lotus feet with confidence and straightens her back to give this assurance to Mother Earth that now that I have come, all the adharma, all the sinful miscreants will be wiped out. And there'll be no weight of adharma or irreligion, and you'll have a straight back. So the Lord comes again and again to establish dharma. But it's quite fascinating to note that he doesn't have to come to protect the devotees because the holy name protects the devotees. Agre kuruna matha pandavanam dushasanena ritavastrakesha krishna tadakroshadananyanatha govinda damodaramadhaveti. When Draupadi was in need of help, Gajendra was in need of help, Prahlad Maharaj was in need of help, whenever and wherever the devotees need help, they call out to the holy name and the holy name protects the devotees. So when the holy name protects the devotees, the Lord doesn't have to come. He appears as Nama Avatar. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. He takes avatar in the form of the holy name to protect the devotees. He... Please forgive me. He doesn't have to come to destroy adharma. Why? He doesn't have to come to destroy the demons. Why? Because natural calamities are coming. COVID is coming. Tsunami, earthquakes, hurricane, volcanic eruptions, thundering, lightning, tornadoes. They are ready to wipe out the demoniac forces of this world. So the Lord doesn't have to come to protect the devotees because the holy name is protecting. The Lord doesn't have to come to destroy the demons because the natural calamities are doing it. And the Lord doesn't have to come to establish dharma as well because the sadhus are coming again and again. In every generation you see, in every sampradaya, the great souls come in. And what do? They spread dharma. Janasya Krishna vimukhasya daivat adharma shila sudukhitasya anugrahaye hacharanti nunam bhutani bhavyani janardhanasya. Bhagavatam describes that when dharma reduces and people become irreligious, because they become irreligious, they forget Krishna, they naturally become sad. They suffer. So what do the sadhus do? They come and spread dharma. They give everybody the gift of Krishna consciousness by which people will turn towards Krishna and they will become happy. So therefore, bhuridajana, bhuvi grinantiye bhuridajana. The greatest donor in this world are those who come and speak about Krishna. Because when you come and speak and sing about Krishna, people get attracted to Krishna. And when they get attracted to Krishna, naturally they want to follow the path of finding Krishna. Now, when you follow the path of finding Krishna, that's called dharma. So adharma goes away. All the suffering goes away. And vishvam purna sukhayate. People become very happy. So therefore, to protect the devotees, the holy name is sufficient. To destroy the demons, natural calamity is sufficient. To establish dharma, the sadhus are sufficient. Then why does the Lord come in this world? Why does he come? Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham astita bhajate tadrishi krida yashutva tatparo bhavet. Bhagavatam describes the Lord comes in this world in different incarnations for only one purpose, to reciprocate with the devotees. Those who are doing bhajan, those who are calling out to Krishna, Krishna comes and says time and again, look, I have come for you. I don't have to come in this world. Nobody pushes me to come to this world. I don't have any roles and duties and responsibilities to come in this world. Whatever has to be established, my energies are doing. Material energy is destroying demons. Spiritual energies in the form of sadhus are coming and spreading dharma. So I don't have to come. But Krishna is saying, I come for what? Only for one purpose. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu chatmana adrishya tatyadbhuta rupam udvahan stambhe sabhayam namargam namanusham. The Lord comes in this world only out of love for his devotees. Pralahad Maharaj is saying, kaha hai aapke prabhu? Where is your Krishna? Asked Hiranyakashipu. So Pralahad Maharaj said, he's everywhere. Acha, is he there in this pillar? Pralahad Maharaj said, yes, he's there in this pillar. So the Lord can come from anywhere. As Varaha Avatar, he came from the nostril of Brahma. As Kapila Muni, he came from the womb of Devahuti, Mother Devahuti. When he came as Krishna, he came from the mind of Vasudev. And that same Lord, he can come from any incarnation, from anywhere, but he came from the pillar. Why? Only because Prahlad pointed. Satyam vidhatum nija bhritya bhashitam. What pure devotees point out to, what pure devotees do to fulfill that, to make that to be truth, the Lord appears. Like we can see for the 25th Silver Jubilee and anniversary of Radha Gopinath Temple in Mumbai. This was in 2014 and I had the fortune of being there by Krishna's kind mercy. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was there. So the temple was established in 1989 officially. Please forgive me. I'm having a bad throat. So in 2014, it was 25 years in. In the establishment of the temple. So Shyam Sundar Prabhu was there with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj on the Vyasasan. And I remember it was quite amazing. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was sitting and Shyam Sundar Prabhu was speaking. And His Grace Shyam Sundar Prabhu said, Prabhupada actually gave a class at the Bharati Vidya Bhavan just opposite, I believe in 1972 or 73. And when Prabhupada came out of that building, he pointed his cane in the direction to where Radha Gopinath Temple is today. And he said, we should have a temple here. But of course, no one pursued that plan. And miraculously, Radha Gopinath found that place. It was a small coaching center in that building. And after one room, then another room, then another room. And Radha Gopinath, being Braje Prasiddham Navanita Chauram, being the best among thieves, he stole the whole building. And now, even the neighboring buildings, devotees live. So Shyam Sundar Prabhu was saying, Prabhupada just pointed his cane and he said, Krishna should have a temple here. And just because Prabhupada said it, now Radha Gopinath manifested there. And it's not that the temple was built to fulfill Prabhupada's desire. That was just a property and the temple was built there. And then the congregation was in complete joy and complete ecstasy to know that that was the same place where Prabhupada had pointed his cane and said we should have a temple here. So just to fulfill the words of the pure devotees, the Lord appears. The Lord appeared as Narsingadev in from the pillar. He appeared as Gopinath to fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada. So many such examples can be given. Actually, in Ambika Kalna, a place in Gaur Mandal, Navadvip, even now you have a very beautiful set of Gornitai there. Goridas Pandits Gornitai, very beautiful at Ambika Kalna. So very great Gaudiya Vaishnav, disciple of Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, lived there. And he wanted to do a big celebration on Nityananda Trayodashi today for celebrating Nityananda Mahaprabhu's appearance. But he was living in a small hut and he had no money. And his desire was to feed the whole village for Nityananda Trayodashi. But he had no disciples and he had no manpower, no money, nothing, but just a desire. So one of his god brothers came to meet him, another disciple of Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And this sadhu said, it's my desire that this should happen. Immediately that sadhu, who was the god brother who had come, he sent his disciples to fulfill this mission. And the disciples went from home to home and they said, tomorrow is Nityananda Trayodashi and we're having a big feast. And they didn't even have cooking pots. They didn't have anything, absolutely nothing. So next day when it was Nityananda Trayodashi, there was a big line, big queue of devotees from all the homes. And they had all come for the festival. And some got rice, some got fruit, some got vegetables, some got flowers. And now they didn't have place to keep all this. Then one landlord came and he said, in my godown, there are big cooking pots. So then that godown was opened. And then in those cooking pots, big ones, they were scrubbed and prasadam was cooked. To such an extent, the festival took place 3 days. Nityananda Trayodashi and Chaturdashi and then the next day after. And devotees were fed. There was so much prasadam. And devotees were thinking, actually, how did all this manifest? It manifested because of the sincerity of that one sincere Gaudiya Vaishnava, a disciple of Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So when devotees, pure Vaishnavas make plans, the Lord comes to reciprocate with them. So in the Vedas, there's a proclamation that the Lord will appear in Kali Yuga. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Vedera pratigya rakhibare tare rukma varna viprasuta Mahaprabhu name nadiya mataya sange bhaiya vaduta emana durmati shamsar bhitare puriyaya chenu ami. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vedera pratigya. Vyasdeva had predicted in the Vedas that in Kali Yuga, Krishna Balaram will come as Gaurnitai. So Vedera pratigya rakhi bare tare, to protect the words of the Vedas and to reciprocate with devotees in Kali Yuga, Rukma Varana Viprasuta. The Lord comes in a golden incarnation as Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu name nadiya mataya. He completely flooded and drowned the whole of Navadvip as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he didn't come alone. Sange bhaiya vaduta. The completely renounced avadut brother, Nityananda Ram, came with him. So it is a fact that the Lord comes with his parikar. He comes with his associates. Srila Prabhupada would give the example that when the queen goes, there are assistants who go before, who go with, and who go after. There are ministers, servants, assistants, etc. So similarly, when the Lord comes, there are assistants who come before, then those who come with the Lord, and then those who come after the Lord. So Nityananda Ram appeared 13 years before Sri Shachinandan Gaurahari. Advaita Acharya appeared about 56 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, you see Haridas Thakur appeared before, Srivas Thakur appeared before. And with the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, associates like Gadadhar Pandit appeared. And then those who appear after, it's still continuing up to our Gurudev and more. Gaurlila is continuing. The associates are coming every incarnation. Narottam Shyamananda Srinivas came after Mahaprabhu, and Rupa Sanatan, Shad Goswamis, they came with Mahaprabhu, but after they're doing the work after as well. So in this way, the whole parampara continues. The Lord comes in Kali Yuga to spread and give the greatest gift, that is Krishna Prema. You can see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna keeps a very high standard. He says, Mam Ekam Sharanam. First of all, Sharanam, that to Mam Ekam Sharanam. And then he says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya. Give up every dharmic activity and take shelter. And that to only me. Take shelter of me and no shared shelter. Only me. Exclusive shelter. Then what is Krishna saying? Then aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha. After doing all this, Krishna says, I will relieve you of sins. But relief from sins, even by chanting namabhas, you can be relieved of sins. Why surrender 100% to Krishna and only get sinlessness? Ramachandra says, Sakrideva prapanno yas tavasmi iti sa yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etat vratam mama. You take shelter of me exclusively? Krishna said, I'll make you sinless. Ramachandra says, I'll make you fearless. But fearlessness, even there are so many yogis, mayavadis also, many sannyasis, they are fearless. So you take shelter of the Lord and Krishna is saying, I will make you sinless. Ramachandra is saying, take shelter of me and I'll make you fearless. No, but we need bigger profit margin. In Kali Yuga, we need to give little and get more. So therefore, Sri Shashinandan Gaurahari comes. Patra patra vicharanam na kurute nasvam param vikshate deya deya vimarshako nahi nava kala pratiksha prabhu. Prabodhananda Saraswati said, the Lord comes in this world as Shachinandan Gaurahari and Nityananda Ram, and patra patra vicharanam na kurute. They don't see who's qualified and who's not qualified. Who desires, who doesn't desire. Who deserves, who doesn't deserve. Na swam param vikshate. They don't see who's Indian, who's not Indian. Who's Gaudiya Vaishnav, who's not Gaudiya Vaishnav. Who's human, who's animal. Na. Sthavara jangama dekhe na. They are not seeing anybody. Trees are being uplifted. In Jharikhanda, animals are being uplifted. Jagai madai hoite mohi se lagishta. Even jagai madai are being uplifted. How merciful. Dinera adhika daya kare bhagavan. The Lord is showering mercy profusely in Kali Yuga. And deya deya vimarshako nahi nava kala pratiksha prabhu. He is not even seeing whether it's Satya Yuga or Treta Yuga or Dwapar Yuga or Kali Yuga. He is not even seeing if the person is devotee or non-devotee. He's not even seeing whether he wants it or he doesn't want it. Whether he has the patra to hold it or he doesn't have the patra. Patra means two things. One is yogyata, patrata, which means qualification or disqualification. And patra also means vessel. So does he have the receptive heart to hold bhakti? Patra or patrata. Does he have the qualification of faith to hold bhakti? Deya deya vimarshako. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are giving prema bhakti. The prema that Mother Yashoda has for Krishna. Can you imagine possessing that in the heart? Can you imagine possessing the love that the friends have for Krishna in Braj? Can you think of possessing the love that the gopis have for Krishna in their heart? Mahaprabhu doesn't even stop there. Prema nama adbhuta artha shravana patagata kasya namno mahimno. Koveta kasya vrinda vana vipina maha madhurishu praveshaha kova janati radham paramarasa jamatkara madhurya simam ekaschaitanya chandra paramakarunaya sarvamavishchakaraha. We don't even know what mukti is. We want to be happy in this world. What to speak of going beyond this world to heaven? Then what to speak of going beyond that to Vaikuntha? What to speak of going beyond that to Krishna's abode Dwaraka? Then what to speak of going beyond that to Vrindavan? Then what to speak of in Vrindavan going to being a friend of Krishna? What to speak of being motherly, fatherly to Krishna? What to speak of being a cowherd damsel, a gopi in the camp of Srimati Radharani in Goloka Vrindavan? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that you do what you like to do. You like to sing, you sing. You like to dance, you dance. You like to eat, you eat. Nacho gao bhakta sange koro sankirtan achirata pabe tumi krishnera charan. Instead of going to a pub or a discotheque and singing and dancing and being intoxicated, you sing and dance and be intoxicated in Vaishnava association. And when you get tired, you honor Krishna Prasad and Charanamrit and embrace the Vaishnavas. And in return, Mahaprabhu is saying, I will give you the highest fruit of the tallest tree. The tallest tree is Braja Bhakti. And the highest fruit in that is the love that Srimati Radharani has for Krishna. Mahaprabhu is saying, I being Radha, I will come and give this in this world. Whether you want it or you don't want it. Whether you deserve it, you don't deserve it. Whether you're at the right place or the wrong place. Whether you're in the right body or the wrong body. Whether it's Satyuga or Kali Yuga. Whether you're at home or you're in the street. Mahaprabhu says, I will give it to you. But now when God wants to give such a big fruit, he has only two hands. And there's so much work to be done. He has to break the treasure box of Krishna Prem and give it to one and all. So he needs some help. So therefore, he needs another brother who's very powerful. And therefore, she, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes with his whole army. Five of them. Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivast Thakur. And when five of them come, they can plunder. One can open the treasure box. You see, when there's one thief, it's difficult. He has to enter, he has to find, he has to break, he has to steal, he has to keep, hide, and then run. But when there are five of them, one can break, one can steal, one can tie the bag. So when the Lord comes in five features, and each of them have two hands, the Lord has 10 hands. So therefore the English saying goes, when God with 10 hands wants to give you, how can you refuse? So how does God have 10 hands? Where is this concept of God having 10 hands? Oh, well, the Lord comes in five features, panchatattva, and each of them have two hands. And they're giving prema with both their hands. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with his associates. And you can see 500 years ago, the League of Vaishnavas who came in. It's mind-boggling. When was the last time you saw like a Haridas Thakur being whipped in 22 marketplaces, still chanting the holy name, and on the other hand, having a Gadadhar Pandit who's holding Srimad Bhagavatam to his chest and crying and weeping and wetting the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam with his tears. And on the other hand, you have someone like Nityananda Ram who's being hit by Jagai and Madai, and he's still embracing them and praying to protect them from the Sudarshan Chakra. And on the other hand, you have personalities like Srinivas Acharya, Abhiram Thakur, Paramananda Puri, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So many associates of Mahaprabhu. Brahmanda Tarita Shakti Dhare Jane Jane. It is described that each associate of Sri Shachinandan Gaur Hari, they appeared in this world in different parts. Some came in South India, some came in North India, some to the East, some to the West. In the East also, some in Navadvip, Gaurdesh, some in Utkal, Odisha. So many places. And in Mahaprabhu's army, entourage, as it continued, through Prabhupada's explosion, you started seeing Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates coming all around the world. You have so many of Prabhupada's associates appearing in Australia, in America, in Europe. One person was asking me, why aren't all Prabhupada's associates appearing in India? I said, then you'll have to take everybody from India around the world to preach. But instead, if they just appear around the world, then they can explode everywhere. When Srila Jayapataka Maharaj came to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said, in the future, you will live in Navadvip, in Mayapur. You will speak Bengali. You will have 50,000 disciples. You will save the world. Srila Jayapataka Maharaj said, me? Huh? Prabhupada said, don't ever doubt the words of the spiritual master. What is your name? So Srila Jayapataka Maharaj said, before my name was Godin John. Godin John. So Srila Prabhupada said, no, in Bengali it is Gaurdhana John. It is not Godin John, it is Gaurdhana John. You are a person carrying Gaurdhan, the wealth of Krishna Prem. Prabhupada said, you are Mahaprabhu's Antaranga Bhakta. Huh? You are Mahaprabhu's Senapati. Like that. Dear associate. So in this way, all of Prabhupada's disciples, you can see exploding. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whether it is Gaudiya Math, whether it's ISKCON, you can see all the Gaudiya lines exploding with preaching the mission of Mahaprabhu. But where is the root of this preaching? It is Nityananda Ram. It is Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, is the most empowered associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most empowered. And it is so fascinating. So fascinating that you can say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving love of Godhead. But it's like the water is coming at home. Nityananda Ram is like that pipe which is going to every home. He is the distribution of that water, that nectar to one and all. Nitai would knock every door and falling at their lotus feet, with a blade of grass clasped between the tree, between the teeth, crying, weeping at the feet of the Vaishnavas who would open the door. Nitai would say, Mukhe Hari Bol Bhai, Ei Matra Bhiksha Chai. I am only begging, please chant the name of Krishna. Chaitanya Seva, Chaitanya Gao, Lo Chaitanya Naam. Chaitanya Je Bhakti Kare Sei Mora Pran. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangir Naam Re. Je Jano Gauranga Bhaje Se Hoi Nitair Pran Re. Nitai said to one and all. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to go door-to-door preaching. And Haridas Thakur is little quieter. So he will knock the door. He will say, you know, if you chant, you'll be uplifted. And if they say no, he'll say, okay, Hare Krishna. He'll move to another room. He's the sober between the two. But Nitai is not like that. He will knock the door. As soon as they open the door, he will fall at their feet. Where is this given? Shonar parvate jai dhulate lotai. Lochan Das Thakur says, Lochan bola mora Nitai jevano bhajilo. Janiya shuniya shei atma ghati hoilo. Lochan Das Thakur says, my Nitai, he's so kind. Jare dekhe tare kohe danta trinadhari. With a blade of grass clasped between his teeth, as he will knock the door. As soon as the grihastha opens, Nitai will not talk. He will not preach with his mouth. He will jump to their feet, hold their feet, cry. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes, he is very tall. Prakanda Sharir. Mahabhagavata Rupa Prakanda Sharir. In his heart, he is a pure Vaishnav, Nityananda Prabhu. Pure Vaishnav of the highest caliber. And his form is extremely large. He's very tall. He's golden complexion. Sonara Parvat. He's like a golden mountain. But how is his mentality? He's like a child, very innocent. You see children, when they want something, they'll just sit on the floor. They'll start rubbing their hands and hitting their feet to the ground. I just want a balloon, right? So Nitai is like that. He will just fall straight at the feet of every grihastha and say, what do you want? What do you want? Such a big sannyasi falling at my feet. Mukhe Hari Bol Bhai Ei Matra Bhiksha Chai. Because sannyasi means they all think you have to give alms, charity. What charity? It says Mukhe Hari Bol Bhai. Just say Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Chant the name of Gauranga, chant the name of Gauranga. If you chant Gauranga, Je Jana Gauranga Bhaje, Sei Hoi Nitair Pranare, you will become dear to me. And if you become dear to me, I will hide you behind my back. And I will tell Mahaprabhu, don't see his faults, give him love of Godhead. And if Nitai gives recommendation, Mahaprabhu has to give love. You know, sometimes you can see in some temples, some sadhu, some sannyasi will come and they're giving sweets. They're distributing sweets. So some children, they are very smart. They will stand in the line. They will take the rasmalai or rasgulla, whatever, or sandesh. They will eat. And after 2 minutes, again, you will see them in the line. They again stand in the line. And again, they will stand. Again, they will stand. So the assistant of that sadhu, they will say, ek minute, tum side mein khade ro, ye lo. And then he will put his hand into the box and he'll give a big chunk. He said, now you take. So it is like that. If the assistant recommends, now he bypasses the whole line. You don't have to stand in the line. Sadhu is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's giving prem to everyone, but you're standing in the line. But Nitai is the assistant of that sadhu. He is just putting hand into the box and giving out to whoever is sincere, like the child. So Nitai is like that. He's very, very, not childish, but childlike. And he's falling at the feet, Dante Trinadhari, with a blade of grass between his teeth and begging everyone, please chant the name of Krishna. Please chant the name of Krishna. It's quite fascinating. Nitai was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Prabhu Ragyai Bhai Magyai Bhiksha, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha. Go and preach to everyone the importance of chanting Krishna's name, right? But Nitai is not preaching about chanting Krishna's name. He's not going and telling people chant Hare Krishna. He's saying, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangira Namare. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not telling Nityananda Prabhu, go and preach my glories. He says, go and chant Krishna's names. Because Mahaprabhu is in the mood of a devotee. The devotee will never say, go preach my name. He'll say, preach Krishna's name. So Mahaprabhu is saying, preach Krishna's name. But what is Nitai preaching? భజ గౌరాంగ. చైతన్య సేవా చైతన్య గావ్ లవ్ చైతన్య నామ్. వై? బికాస్ నితాయ్ నోస్ వి విల్ చాంట్ కృష్ణ నామ్. కృష్ణ నామ్ కొరి అపరాధిర విచార్. We are chanting Hare Krishna, then you have to also remember to blaspheme the devotees who dedicated their life propagating the holy name of the Lord. Two, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal or independent in the name of Lord Vishnu. Three, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. The 10 offenses, dasanama apara, satam ninda, ityadi. So we are chanting the names of Krishna, but we also have to be free from the offenses. So if Nitai comes and tells us, chant, bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna siksha, then people will start chanting Krishna, Krishna, but then they will be stuck in Namaprad. Then Nitai has also to preach to them how to be free from Namaprad. Instead, he's saying, don't do anything. Just chant Gauranguna. Why? Gauranam, Gauradham, Gaura Rupa, Gun, Aparada, Nahimani, Tarite Nipun. Navadip Dham Mahatmya Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes Gauranam, the name of Mahaprabhu, Gauradham, Navadip Dham, the abode of Mahaprabhu, Gaura Rupa Gun, the form of Mahaprabhu, the qualities of Mahaprabhu, Gaura Leela, Chaitanya Bhagavad, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Gaur Nitai deities, Mayapur Navadip Dham, and the names of Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gaur Naam, Gaur Dham, Gaur Rupa Gun, Aparada Nahimani. Gaur Nitai deities don't consider offenses. Navadip Dham doesn't consider offenses. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat don't consider offenses. Similarly, the name Nitai, Gauranga, don't consider offenses. And not just that, Tarite Nipun. They are expert in uplifting consciousness. Where is this given? Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Chaitanya Nityananda Nahi Sabha Vichar Namale Prema Debahe Ashrudhar. What is Krishna saying? You first clean your heart, then you give me entry. You dhunoti sarvam ridhi sannivishta. You clean your heart, keep away all aparadh, then you call out to me. Niraparada nama laile paye prema dhan. Chant without offenses, then you will get prema. But what are Gaur Nitai saying? You let us inside, we will clean. We will give you prema. And that prema will wipe out all anarthas. Vikriditam vrajavadhu biridam cha vishnu shraddhan vitanu shunyatata varnayetya Bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam ridrogamashu apahinoti achirena dhira. Bhagavatam says, when bhakti comes in the heart, it kicks away the anarthas. Sometimes we think anarthas have to go, then bhakti will come. We think darkness has to go, then light will come. Exact opposite. Bhakti comes in and kicks away the anarthas. Bhakti param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam Ridrogam ashu apahinoti achirena. Light comes in and darkness goes away. So Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nityananda nahi esapa vichar, naam le prem de bahe ashrudhar. They will first give prema, the highest level of bhakti. Tears will come streaming from the eyes, and those tears will wash off the kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madmatsarya. So first you will get the gift, and then you have to pay the washing of the anarthas. Not that first you wash the anarthas and then you get prem. No. So therefore, therefore you can see Nitai and Gauranga, their names are very, very merciful. Lochandas Thakur has also said, Nitai Gaura Naam Anandera Dham Jejana Nahilai. Nitai Gaura Naam, the names of Nitai Gaur, Anandero Dham are the abode of joy. And but still, Jejana nahiloy. Still, if people don't chant, then what happens? Tara Yamarai. Yamaraj. Dhare loye jai. Naroke dubai tai. Naroke dubai tai. For such people, Yamaraj takes by the hair and drowns them in hell. Baba, for Kali Yuga, Gaurnitai came. Their names are so merciful. Still, you didn't chant. Like that. Lochandas Thakur says, Jivhana Vakti Bhagavad Guna Namadheyam Chetascha Tatsmaratina Charanaravindam Krishnayano Namati Tachira Ekadapi Tan Anayadvamasato Krita Vishnu Krityan. Bhagavatam 6th canto also describes those who don't take shelter of the merciful names of the Lord and don't bow down to the Lord and don't remember the Lord, they're taken to hell. Three conditions. If we don't chant, if we don't bow down, and if we don't remember, then we'll go to hell. Bhagavatam says like that. So we should make sure that we bow down to Gaur Nitai. We take shelter of Gaur Nitai, chanting their holy names and remembering them. What do we get by remembering Gaur Nitai? Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, Kathanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismriti viparitam syat shri chaitanyam namamitam. By somehow or the other remembering Gaur Nitai, by worshipping Gaur Nitai, most difficult things become simple. And by forgetting them, simple things become difficult. This is why we see there are some people who make rapid advancement and some people who don't make very rapid advancement even after spending a few decades. So all the offenses are taken away by remembering Gaur Nitai, by worshipping Gaur Nitai, by discussing Gaur Leela, by going to Navadvip Dham, by chanting the names of Gaur Nitai. So in Kirtan, we can chant, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaurahari, Jai Shachinandana, Jai Shachinandana, Jai Shachinandana Gaurahari. Of course, Mahaprabhu taught by personal example that Hare Krishna should be chanted on the beats. So therefore, we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra on the beats because all our acharyas chanted Hare Krishna. But in Kirtan, we can take more advantage and we can sing. Kali Kukura Kadana Jadi Chauhe Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhayana Shana Shri Shachinandana Gauhe. Chanting the names of Gaur Nitai. So Lochandas Thakur has said, remembering Gaur Nitai, chanting the names of Gaur Nitai, we should take advantage of this beautiful, wonderful incarnation of Gaur Nitai, of Krishna Balaram in the age of Kali Yuga. Kumana sumana stvam hi yati yasya padabjayoho sumana arpana matrena tam chaitanyam prabhum bhaje. Today you can also make sure you offer one very beautiful flower at the lotus feet of Nitai and Gauranga, one each. Why? Because Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the flower is called Sumana in Sanskrit. But Sumana also means good intelligence. So, Kumana Sumanastam hi yati yasya padabjayoho Sumana arpana matrena tam chaitanyam prabhum bhaje. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes we are all Kumana. We are filled with bad intelligence. So, if you offer a Sumana, which is a flower, then Nitai and Gauranga will make Kumati to Sumati. Kumana to Sumana. They will remove all the bad thoughts and bad intelligence and give us good intelligence. So in this way, taking shelter of Gaur Nitai, reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, their names, forms, qualities, pastimes, most merciful. Nityananda Ram has been described so profusely in Chaitanya Bhagavat. I would request the readers to read this very wonderful literature by Brindavan Das Thakur. So much so that at places, Brindavan Das Thakur is saying, I am not able to describe so much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because a lot of time has been taken describing Nitai. Brindavan Das Thakur says, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is the Lord of my Lord. So Brindavan Das Thakur considers Nitai to be his Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Lord of Nitai. So he doesn't say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my Lord. He says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord of my Lord. My Lord is Nitai. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chandra Jan Vrindavan Das Kattachu Pada Jugegan. Vrindavan Das Thakur at the end of every chapter, he says, I offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of Nitai and his master, Chaitanya. Like that. In fact, there are very beautiful verses I would like to read here. All of you will feel very inspired by this section. Look at this. Athaiva tumare je jan priti kare. Mahaprabhu is telling about Nityananda Prabhu. Athaiva tumare je jan priti kare. Those who have love for you, O Nityananda Ram, satya satya Krishna kabu na chadi batare. This is truth. Mahaprabhu is saying, I am, you know, it's like literally he's giving stamp. He's giving confirmation. Mahaprabhu is saying, satya satya Krishna kabu na chadi batare. Krishna will never leave such a devotee who has love for Nityananda Ram. Who is saying? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, bhaja bhai heno Nityanandera charan. Jahara prasade paye Chaitanya charan. If you really want to attain my lotus feet, Mahaprabhu is saying, then you worship Nityananda Ram. Bhaja bhai heno Nityanandera charan. Taking shelter of Nityananda Ram by singing his bhajans, chanting his holy names, worshipping Gaur Nitai deities, hearing his pastimes, having pictures and paintings of Nitai, praying to him. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has prayed to Nitai. The first time when Gaur and Nitai met, it is so beautiful. First time they met, nobody knew who Nityananda Ram was. Nobody knew. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to glorify Nitai. So what did he do? He told Srivas Thakur to sing. Barha pidam natavarava puhu karna yo karnikaram bhibratvasah kanaka kapisham vaijayantin jamalam randram veno radhara sudhaya purayan gopa vrindai vrindaranyam swapadaramanam pravishad gita kirtihi. Mahaprabhu instructed Srivas Thakur, you sing this and we will see what happens to Nitai. Because he didn't introduce Nityananda Ram to anybody. Nobody knows who Nitai is. Nitai is standing, Mahaprabhu is standing. They're looking at each other. They have the love that Ram and Lakshman have for each other. They have the love that Krishna and Balaram have for each other. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes when Nitai and Gauranga met, it was so beautiful. It was like two Kokila Pakshis looking at each other. It was like Krishna and Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It was like Krishna and Balaram in the forest of Vrindavan. It was like Ram and Lakshman embracing each other. That is how beautiful it was. But nobody knew who Nitai was. So to glorify Nityananda Ram, Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur, jara wo barhapidam gaal lena jara, 2 minute galo. Just sing that verse from Venu Geet. And as soon as Srivas Thakur sang this very beautiful verse which describes, I remember Shri Krishna, who has a crown of beautiful peacock feathers, who is the best among dancers, who has the Karnikara flowers on his ear, whose chest, whose neck is anointed with beautiful, beautiful sandalwood paste, whole body actually, and is filled with garlands of flowers, unfading lotus flowers from the forests of Braja. He has yellow dhoti, which is like lightning. His flute is like thundering. His complexion is like a rain cloud. His peacock feather is like rainbow. The pearl necklace on his chest are like the moving of the group of birds around the cloud of Krishna's form. His face is like the moon. The effulgence is like the sun. The flowers falling on his body are like the twinkling stars from the sky. How beautiful is this form? And he has a waist cloth. He has beautiful ankle bells, that of a dancer. And all this, he's closing his lotus petal-like eyes and filling the nectar of his lips into the holes of the flute and filling that love in the atmosphere of Vrindavan, entering into the ear holes of every Brajvasi. And this Krishna is walking, entering into the forest of Braj with very beautiful, wonderful associates who are all looking at him and singing his glory. And with the softness of his reddish soul lotus feet, he is imprinting the signs and symbols of his feet on the fresh mud of Vrindavan. If the English sounds so good, can you imagine the Sanskrit? And then can you imagine the heart of Nityananda Ram? It is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nityananda Ram was jumping in the sky saying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He was rolling on the ground. He was crying. He was weeping. Amar Krishna Kothai, Amar Krishna Kothai. He was literally tearing his cloth and crying loudly. Hunkar, it's described like a maddened lion. Nitai was jumping. He was moving intoxicated like a mad elephant. He was roaring like a mad lion. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And his eyes became clouds and they were raining. And his body had become soaked by his tears. As he was rolling on the ground, the mud was touching to his body. So now he became Dhuri Bharayati Shobhita. He was filled with the dust of Srivas Angan, of the whole place of Davadvip. And people were saying, my God, we have never seen such ecstatic symptoms. We have never seen somebody have so much love for Krishna. And at one moment, he's looking at Mahaprabhu and seeing Krishna, and he's laughing that I have found my Krishna. And at another moment, he's falling to the ground. Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? Evam vrata swapriya nama kirtya jatanu rago dhritachitta uchai hasatyato roditi roti gayatyunmadavat nityati lokabahya. Canto 11, chapter 2, text 40, Srimad Bhagavatam describes that when a Vaishnava has great love for Krishna, sometimes he's dancing, sometimes he's singing, sometimes he's crying, sometimes he's roaring, sometimes he's laughing, sometimes he's sleeping, sometimes he's jumping again and falling like a bag of bones, sometimes he's embracing, sometimes he's touching the lotus feet. He's intoxicated. It's like a mother who has lost her child. You can't put her in the codes of moral conduct. The mother should sit like this. The mother should talk like this. No, but she has lost her child. So she doesn't know how her hair is. She doesn't know whether she has eaten or no. She's trying to find her child who she feels has gotten kidnapped. So she's looking in all directions. And at that time, the mother doesn't think about how she is looking and how she's talking or how she's walking. She's sometimes crying loudly. Sometimes she's shaking her husband and saying, where is my child? So imagine that's the love that the mother has for the child. Just by few years of association, imagine the love that Balaram has for Krishna. Imagine the love that Lakshman has for Ram. Actually, in the Valmiki Ramayana, so many things are coming up, so I'm just going to try to put them in the right order. Please forgive me if I'm going chronologically completely bankrupt. Please forgive me. But this is Nityananda Trayodashi. What to do? Today is the day. This is payday for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Today is the day the Lord appears to give mercy to all of us. So the day when you get our salary, we all become happy. So please forgive me for that. So in the Valmiki Ramayana, it is described that when Lakshmana was shot in the chest, the arrow shot Lakshmana and he went unconscious. Sri Ramchandra was holding Lakshmana and embracing and crying. And when Lakshmana comes back to life, Sri Ramachandra tells Lakshmana, there is nobody as dear in this whole world to me as you. First, I lost my mother. How? Kaikeyi Devi, she told me to leave. Then I lost my father, Dasharatha Maharaj. Then I lost my wife to Ravana. And the only person who's been throughout with me is you, my brother. And then now I thought I'm losing you too. There's nobody whom I love as much as I love you. And you love me the most. My brother is dearest to me. And Lakshmana, in so much humility, he says, my Lord, there's nobody who hates you like I do. There's nobody who envies you like I do. The brother fights the brother for the same womb of the mother. The brother fights the brother for the same lap of the mother. The brother fights the brother for the same toys. The brother fights the brother for the same kingdom. The brother fights the brother for the same property. And even when you went into the forest, look, I am even coming there to trouble you. It would have been nice if I would have departed. That's how much love Ram and Lakshman have for each other. Actually, there's a very nice verse also. Let me see if I can find it in Valmiki Ramayana.
Suta sulabhya sujana suvashya kutas putra matimana gadha न चापि विद्येत सवीर देशो यस्मिन् भवेत् सोदर सन्निकर्ष. श्री रामचंद्र से सुत सुलभ्य सुजन सुवश्य. इट इज डिफिकल्ट टू गेट अ सन इन दिस वर्ल्ड बट स्टिल वन कैन गेट अ सन. देन इट इज डिफिकल्ट टू गेट अ गुड सन दैट इज ऑल्सो ईजी टू गेट. देन इट इज डिफिकल्ट टू गेट अ गुड सन हूज इंटेलिजेंस इंटेलिजेंट एंड ब्रेव बट दैट इज ऑल्सो ईजी टू गेट. बट न चापि विद्येत सवीर देशो यस्मिन् भवेत् स उदर सन्निकर्ष. बट इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू गेट अ ब्रदर लाइक यू who's walking the same thorns as me for so many years. So Ram and Lakshman have so much love for each other. Krishna and Balaram have so much love for each other. Sometimes Krishna's lap is Balaram's pillow. Sometimes Balaram's lap is Krishna's pillow. Nityananda Ram is Balaram. He's Lakshman. He's Ananta Shesh. What Ananta Shesh gives Vishnu, what Lakshmana gives Ram, what Balaram gives Krishna. Not just that, Nitai is also the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, Anangamanjari. So if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vishnu, then Nityananda is the bed, Anantashesh. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, then Nitai is Balaram. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Ram, then Nitai is Lakshman. And if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani, then Nitai is Anangamanjari. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan, then Nita is Guru Tattva to save the whole world. They are like the two eyes. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditav Gaudodaye Pushpavantav Chitro Shamdav Tamonudav. Kaviraj Goswami Pad describes, they are like the sun and the moon rising at the same time to dispel the darkness in this age of Kali. You can see the sun rises, the moon sets. The moon rises, the sun sets. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the sun. Nityananda is the moon, and they're rising together in the dark sky of Kali Yuga to give light to one and all. So when Nityananda Ram heard Barhapidam Natavara Vapuhu, it is described he was going through transcendental ecstatic symptoms. And devotees didn't know what to do. They were just saying, Oh Krishna, please protect him. Oh Krishna, please protect him. Raksha, Raksha. Krishna, please protect him. You can see it's quite fascinating. That in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Paritranaya Sadhuna. It's quite fascinating. Look at the words that Krishna uses. Sadhu means a devotee who is already protected. Krishna says, Paritranaya. I come to protect the sadhu who is already protected. Because if he needs protection, he is not sadhu. If he is sadhu, he is already protected. Then there is no need for the Lord to protect him again. Like Prahlad Maharaj, for example. He is already protected. He is sadhu. Dhruva Maharaj is standing in the middle of the forest. He's sadhu. He's already protected. So then, what does Paritranaya Sadhuna means? It means those sadhus who are protected, they have no fear. But they have only one fear. The soul may leave the body because of separation from Krishna. So to protect them from leaving their body, the Lord comes in front of them and embraces them. That, oh sadhus, all of you may leave your body in separation from me. That is the fear. So to protect you from that departure, Paritranaya. Krishna appears in the presence of the sadhus to protect them. Because the sadhus don't need external protection. They need internal protection because they are only facing one fire, the fire of separation. So Nitai was facing that. And the devotees started saying, Raksha, Raksha, Krishna, Raksha, Raksha, please protect. So Paritranaya Sadhunam, he's a sadhu, but he may depart in separation. You can see this again and again. In the story of Pundarik Vidyanidhi also, when Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Kutam, this verse was chanted, Pundarik Vidyanidhi went into ecstasy. You can see when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit would discuss at Tota Gopinath, they would discuss the same pastime 108 times and they would both cry and embrace each other. Srila Prabhupada singing Jai Radha Madhava and going into ecstasy. In our Atlanta temple, Srila Prabhupada came and he sang, looking at Gaur Nitai. It's very interesting. We have Gaur Nitai in the center. Generally, many temples, you see Gaur Nitai to the side, Krishna Balaram to the center, or Radha Krishna to the center. But in our temple, we have Gaur Nitai in the center. They are the central attraction. So when Prabhupada came, he looked at Gaur Nitai. He started singing, Parama Karuna Pahudoi jana nitai Gaura Chandra. Most merciful. Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana. These two brothers are most merciful. Nitai Gaura Chandra. As soon as Prabhupada said this, he choked. He couldn't sing ahead. And Prabhupada wept tears. That happened in the Vyasasan here in ISKCON Atlanta. Looking at Gaur Nitai, Prabhupada cried. So you can see, just like Pundarik Vidyanidhi choked, just like Mahaprabhu Gadadhar Pandit choked, Prabhupada also choked. You can see Nityananda Ram is choking here, hearing Baraha Pidam, the description of Krishna's form. And then nothing worked. Finally, what happened? Mahaprabhu had to come and hold Nitai in his arms. So look at the scene in your hearts. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is holding and Nitai has fallen unconscious. And Mahaprabhu is holding. And at this point, what happened? The trembling of Nitai's body stopped. Nitai, till now, others were trying and he was still trembling. You see, when you're searching for one thing, you will not settle for anything else. You just want that one thing. When the mother wants the child, you ask her, do you want Rasgulla? She will not take Rasgulla. She just wants her child. So Nitai only wants Krishna. So others are coming and trying, pacifying. Nothing is working. He's still trembling and crying and weeping. But as soon as Krishna's body touched, that same Baraha Pidam, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Nitai. He held Nitai in his arms. Nitai has fainted and Mahaprabhu has held. This is the first meeting of Gaur Nitai. Can you imagine? How beautiful. How beautiful. Nitai Gauranga ki jai. Mahaprabhu is holding Nitai in the lap. And devotees are talking. Just like when Lakshmana fell unconscious, he was in the lap of Ram. Similarly here, Lakshmana in the form of Nityananda Ram has fallen unconscious. But there he was hit by the arrow. Here he is hit by the arrow of separation. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says it so beautifully. You can hear this. He says, Bhase Nityananda Chaitanyera Prema Jale Shakti Hata Lakshmana Hena Ramakole. Ramakole, on the lap of Ram, just like Shakti Hata Lakshmana, Lakshmana was hit by the Shakti weapon. Similarly, Bhase Nityananda Chaitanyera Prema Jale, he was dipped in the waters of Prema for Chaitanya. Prema bhakti bane murcha gela Nityananda. Nityananda murcha gela. Nityananda became unconscious by what? Prema bhakti bane, by the arrow of prema bhakti. Nityananda kole kari kande Gaura Chandra. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is crying, holding Nitai in his lap. And all the Vaishnavas are saying, wow, this is so amazing. One Vaishnava is saying, look, the pride of Anantashesh has been crushed today, because Anantashesh always says, I carry the Lord, I carry the Lord. Today, the Lord is carrying Ananta. Today, Vishnu is carrying Anantashesh. Vishnu has become the bed and Anantashesh is sleeping. Another Vaishnav, Gadadhar Pandit actually, he's looking and he's saying, look, the roles have been switched completely. Anantashesh is generally holding and Mahavishnu is sleeping. Now look, the roles have been switched. And seeing this, Gauranga and Nityananda is unconscious and Gauranga is holding. But in due course of time, Nitai came back to consciousness. And as he came back to consciousness, he looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Nitai. And it looked like two lovers who are separated, who have met. They're embracing each other heart to heart with so much affection, bathing each other with their tears. Because Nitai appeared 13 years before Mahaprabhu. And now Mahaprabhu would be another 20 years. So Nitai would be about 33. So 33 years they have lived separately. Nitai felt so much separation. Balaram cannot live without Krishna. Lakshmana, who didn't think twice before leaving Ayodhya and going into the forest. Yaditvam prastitam durgam vanam adyaiva raghava agrataste gamishyami mridante kushakantakan. Lakshmana and Mother Sita had taken this vrat that if the forest is filled with thorns and it is very difficult, O Ram, don't worry, you walk behind, we will walk ahead. Mother Sita said, Lakshmana said, no, you will also walk behind. I will walk ahead and I will pick all the thorns and clear all the stones. That Lakshmana who didn't even sleep one moment for 14 years, that Balaram who's always playing with Krishna and breaking butter pots and running and protecting Krishna when Dhenukasur came, when Pralambasur came, when Vyomasur came, Balaram is always protecting Krishna like the eyelid protects the eyeball. 35 years they were apart in Kali Yuga. And then they met. They had so much love, so much separation, so much beauty in their meeting. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, now that today I have seen these ecstatic symptoms, O Nitai, my life is successful. All the devotees, they have seen these ecstatic symptoms. Anybody who sees these ecstatic symptoms, their life is considered to be successful, because it is very difficult to find a Vaishnava. What to speak of pure Vaishnava? And what to speak of pure Vaishnava showing these ecstatic symptoms? Because pure Vaishnavas, even if they have ecstatic symptoms, they're hiding it. So Nitai here is the purest Vaishnava showing their highest ecstasy. So Mahaprabhu says, our life has become successful. So Nitai doesn't keep the compliment. He doesn't say, thank you. You know, thank you for understanding my position. Nitai doesn't say like that. He immediately gives glorification. Nitai says, actually, I went around for Tirtha Yatra everywhere. I went around for Pariyatan, which means Dham Parikrama. I went so many places. Nitai says, I went to so many holy places and I went from temple to temple. And everywhere I went, there was the deity, but Krishna is missing. Then I asked the pujari, everywhere, that asana is there, but Krishna is missing. Where is Krishna? So the pujari said, don't you know Krishna has appeared in Gaudadesh? Nityananda Ram is saying, I went all over the place finding Krishna, but temples are all vacant, asana is all vacant, altar is all vacant, Krishna is gayab, he is missing. Then when I asked the priest, the pujari, where is Krishna? He said, don't you know he has appeared in Gaudadesh? And he is giving mercy freely to one and all. Nitai said, I heard this is the place. Nadiyai shuni bada hari sankirtan. Eho bole ithai janmila narayan. Some say Narayan has appeared here and he is doing Harinam Sankirtan. And patite tran bada shuni nadijai shuniyai ailu mui pataki ithai. That I have heard that the most fallen people are getting uplifted. Nityananda Ram said, I went everywhere to find Krishna. I didn't find. Finally, I got to know Krishna is here. And then I also got to know he is doing Harinam Sankirtan and uplifting the fallen. So you are Krishna and I am most fallen. So I have come to take my mercy. My share of mercy. At that time, Chaitanya and Nityananda embraced each other. Murari, at that time, he smiled, Murari Gupta, and he said, I don't know what both of you are speaking. We don't understand anything. You both are understanding each other, but we are not understanding anything. Srivas Thakur said, I understand what is happening. Same thing they did in Treta Yuga also. One came as Shivji, and one came as Ram, and they were worshipping each other, and the whole world got confused. Shivji, when he worships Ramachandra, all the Shiva Bhaktas say, see, when Shivji worships Ramachandra, all the Rama Bhaktas say, see, Ram is great. And then when Ram worships the Shiva Linga, Shiva Bhaktas says, look, Shivji is great. But they don't understand. Both are playing part and both are worshipping each other and the whole world is getting confused. So Srivas Thakur is saying, I really don't know what is happening, but I know just like Ram worshipped Shivji, Hari worshipped Hara and Hara worshipped Hari, similarly, they are mutually worshipping each other. And in this way, we are happy. We are not understanding anything, but we are just happy to see both of you. Gadadhar Pandit said, yes, this is exactly how it would have been in Treta Yuga when Ram and Lakshman would have embraced each other. Another person said, no, this is like Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. This is how we have read in Srimad Bhagavatam. Another person said, look how fascinating. How fascinating. In Krishna Leela, we see that Krishna used to go and find snakes. But here, the snake has found Krishna. Snake is Anantashesh and Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they are saying, in Krishna Leela, Krishna would go and find snakes, Agasur, Kaliya, etc. But in Gaura Leela, the snake is coming and finding Krishna. Nitai is coming and finding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another person is saying, just like Bhagavad Gita took place and nobody understood, but only both of them understood. Similarly, it seems like this is Kurukshetra. We are all standing and Bhagavad Gita is going on between Krishna and Arjun. Another person said, Keha bole dui jan. है ना दुई काम, वन इज श्याम एंड वन इज राम, नित्यानंद राम एंड वन इज गौरांग श्याम, इज श्याम, बट वन थिंग इज फॉर श्योर, बोथ ऑफ देम आर काम, कामदेव, बोथ ऑफ देम आर सो ब्यूटिफुल एंड दे आर एम्ब्रेसिंग ईच अदर. चैतन्य भागवत डिस्क्राइब्स एई मत नित्यानंद गौरचंद्र दोहे दर्शन इहार श्रवण होय बंध विमोचन. Anybody who hears this pastime of Chaitanya and Nityananda embracing each other on their first meet, Kaviraj Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Ihar Shravan Hoy Bandh Vimochan. The person will be free from all material attachments. Sankarshana Karanato Yashai Garbho Dashai Chapayo Bhishai Sheshascha Yastyamscha Kalasa Nityananda Kirama Sharanam Mamastu. We bow down to Sri Nityananda Ram, who is the source of Karanaudakashai, Garbhaudakashai, Kshirodakashai, Mahavishnu, Sankarshan, Anantashesh, Balaram, Abhinna Avatar, Nityananda Ram ki jai. As we conclude, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Krishna Chandra Tomar Hridaye Nirantar. O Nityananda Ram, Krishna lives in your heart. Tomar Vigraha Krishna Vilasira Ghar. Your body is actually Vrindavan. And Krishna lives in your heart. Just like Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, he never leaves your heart. And therefore, Chaitanya Priyadeha Nityananda Ram, how more a Prananath, O Manaskam. My only prayer, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that may Nitai and Chaitanya eternally live in my heart. Jagate Durlabha Bada Vishwambhara Nam, Sei Prabhu Chaitanya Sabardhana Pran. Just like the name Gauranga is rare in this world, Nityananda Mahaprabhu's glories are also very rarely heard and read. So to that glorious form of Nitai and Chaitanya, who have come completely God intoxicated, God coming as God intoxicated devotees to uplift one and all, to this divine couple of Gaur Nitai in the age of Kali Yuga, we offer our obeisances. Mahaprabhu is golden because it is Krishna always thinking of Radha, and Nityananda Mahaprabhu is golden because he's always thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is the praman for this? Kanakava Datau. Dvi Vachan Prayog is used. Datau. Kanakava Datau. Kanaka means gold. Both of them are golden. Sometimes we think one is white and one is golden. Actually, both are golden. Ajanu Lambita Bhujau. Kanakava Datau. Ajanu Lambita Bhujau means their arms are extended up to the knees. Kanakava Datau, their golden complexion. Sankirtanaika Pitarau, they are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. What does this mean? This means they are the fathers and the child is Sankirtan. So if you, for example, if you want to win the favor of any father, you be kind to their child, the father will be nice to you. So the child is Harinam Sankirtan. If you are kind to Harinam Sankirtan by performing it, then the fathers will be kind to you and give their mercy. So if you want the mercy of Gaur Nitai, they are the fathers and Harinam Sankirtan is the child. So if we chant the holy names of Krishna, we chant the holy names of Nitai and Gauranga, then the fathers, Chaitanya Nitananda, will shower mercy. Kamalaya Taksho, their eyes are like lotus petals. Vishwambharo, they are the maintainers of the whole world. Dvijavaro, they are the best among Brahmanas. Yuga Dharma Palo, they are the protectors of the Yuga Dharma. Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro. To this divine, wonderful, magnanimous incarnation of Gauranga and Nityananda, who have come to fill auspiciousness in this world, we bow down lifetime after lifetime. Nitai Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Let's do 1 minute of kirtan and then we'll conclude. Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, 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 Jaya Jaya Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya Gaura Hari, Nitai Gauranga Jaya Gaura Hari, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Bolo Nityananda Ram ki jai, Shri Shashinandana Gaura Hari ki jai, Pancha Tattva ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much, very nice. I have one question, Prabhuji, to you. Do you have any time for taking questions from the devotees?
I would actually love to take questions, but Mataji, I am very pressed with time because today is Nityanand Trayodashi, so I have to do some other duties after this.
Sure, Prabhuji, so
maybe next time.
Have your permission, then we will end the class, Prabhuji.
Sure, Mataji. Yeah. I just want to conclude by expressing my gratitude to Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Priti Vilasini Mataji, and all the organizers on the call. I am most unqualified and worthless, but all of you are so kind. On Nityanand Trayodashi, you gave me chance to purify my tongue and absorb my mind. And actually, this is the best proof. Nityananda Prabhu is most magnanimous, and he needs the most fallen recipient. So thank you for making that perfect combination. I feel very happy to have, I don't know what I said. I don't know if I made sense. I was completely out of my mind. I was just blabbering and speaking something. So if it made any sense, all of you can kindly accept it. If it didn't, you can just delete the recording. I have no problem. But thank you for kindly having me on the call. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhuji, we are so blissful, you know, by hearing Lord Nityananda's pastimes and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and you compare with Krishna Balaram and Lakshman and Sri Ram. So it's very nice, Prabhuji. So today's class was very, very sweet and nectarian and so blissful. You took us in the imagination, in visualize our Krishna's form. So it was so good for me, especially. I love that.
You are like your name, Mataji, Yashomati. You are being kind like Mother Yashoda.
I'm so happy to hear. So thank you, Prabhuji, for your enlightened class and sweet class today. And we are very grateful to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you. All glories to assembled devotees. We look forward to your association again in your future. Again in future.
Sure.
And if nobody have a question, we will end the call, Prabhuji.
Vilasini Mataji,
sure. Sure. Sorry, Mataji.
Oh, no. I just said thank you so much for coming on the call and accepting the invitation.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Really, really very, very grateful to you for coming on the call and enlightening us in this. Nita is consciousness.
Jai Nita!
Jai Nita!
Jai Nita!
You know, your enthusiasm is always so contagious, Prabhu.
Yes. I agree, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Wonderful session. I was feeling like Avadhut Das was speaking about Avadhut.
Jai, Hari
Bol. Hari Bol. Vancha kalpata.